This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
It really is. Good job, Film on Mike. Shout out Sam Lubman filling in for Joe Shasky, doing a hell of a job this week, all week. Shasky back next week. It's Joe Spadoni alongside him. Yeah, Carter.
Hey, I'm loving it. I'm going to be at Freedman's Appliances this Saturday with Mark Grant.
Is that coming up, the red tag sale? Freedman's Appliance? It's coming up, Sammy.
Possibly.
Me and you did that last year.
End of September, right?
It's something like that coming up. Here we go. Shout out our friends at Freedman's. Getting cozy more.
Mm-hmm. Love getting cozy on.
I loved having Jennifer Lee Chan on last segment.
She was great.
49ers Insider, NBC Sports Bay Area. And she had a lot of interesting nuggets in regards to Jake Moody, Ricky Pearsall, expectations for Brock Purdy. And remember, people, the Super Bowl's at Levi Stadium this year. It is at Levi Stadium. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Bucks, they won it in their backyard. The Los Angeles Rams, they won it at SoFi Stadium. Why can't the Niners win it at Levi Stadium this year? 888-957-9570. I teased the question, Sammy, and it was scoffed at by our makeshift producer in the back, technical producer, Carter Chickering, comes in here. He's just like, I just find that question laughable. I was like, well, excuse me, Sir Carter. He's like, we shouldn't even be talking Super Bowl with this Niners squad. I was like, huh, elaborate. He just thinks there's so many more question marks about this team this time compared to last year when they were coming off a Super Bowl loss. I contend this team is better than last year's team. I feel better about this team. I do. I did not feel good about last year's Niners team. We all wanted to sugarcoat it. We all want to say, oh, well, why can't they get back there? They just lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, you lost the Super Bowl. You don't get back. Unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you lose the Super Bowl. You don't get back to the Super Bowl. It is very difficult. You got to take your licks the season after more often than not. Just ask the Philadelphia Eagles, who lost 2 years ago to the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. They made the playoffs the next year, but they were not the same team. No. They were a shell of themselves. Then they lost Fletcher Cox, right? They lost Jason Kelce. They lost a lot of big names on that team. And you know what they did? They attacked the draft. They hit in the draft. Cooper DeJean, Kenyon Mitchell. They got these guys. They made some shrewd picks. Who's it? My guy Bond, linebacker. They got some key acquisitions. Howie Roseman did his thing, wheeling and dealing. And what do you know? They got back to the promised land. They won the Super Bowl. If the 49ers, if Mykal Williams can be that dude alongside Nick Bosa, you're feeling a hell of a lot better about this season, aren't you, Niner fans? Nick Bosa, Mykal Williams, he's got a running mate now. That takes a lot of pressure off the linebacking core, the secondary, with a lot of question marks. I feel good about the offense. I feel good, Sam. I do. Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson Jr., it's a hell of a 1-2 punch. Brock Purdy, feel great about, actually. Ricky Pearsall, feeling a lot better after that connection I saw in the preseason. We'll see with Juwan Jennings. You got George Kittle. He's the best tight end in football. I feel great about that. Move over Travis Kelce You have Taylor Swift now. You're fine. You guys are engaged. That's great.
He's set.
That's your story.
He's set for life.
Maybe George is going to get invited to the wedding. Who knows? But again, like, I'm feeling so much better about this team than I feel like Niner fans are. And that's why I asked the question on a scale of 1 to 10. How shocked would you be? That's the 49ers winning the Lombardi at Levi Stadium. Give it like a 5. I wouldn't be that shocked. They were in 2 Super Bowls, guys, in the last 6 years. Kyle Shanahan knows what he's doing, okay? He knows what he's doing, people. Sam, do I sound insane?
A little bit, but Why? You have to sound insane.
Why?
Because you wake up, I mean, you have to be a little insane in order to do what we do, first off. So you just have that base layer there. But listen, is it completely impossible? No, very few things are truly impossible. You know, the Niners, again, coming in at plus 2,000 odds to win the Super Bowl this year. Only 6 teams in our lifetime. I am getting some goofiness going on in my head now. Only 6 teams in our lifetime, Spadoni, have won the Super Bowl with odds of plus 1,000 or higher. So it is certainly possible for the Niners to get there. How shocked I would be. You know, I'd probably be in the 7-8 range a little bit, maybe a little bit higher, only because it's just...
Wait, 7-8 wins?
7-8, like, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh,
of a shock
okay,
meter.
sorry.
No.
Shock meter 7-8, you'd be that surprised. Okay.
Yeah, just because, again, it's kind of, as I mentioned, there's a depth of talent issue, there's a development of these young guys issue that's going to cause some bumps in the road this year. I do think playoffs, I would be more shocked if they missed the playoffs than I would be if they made the playoffs. So, like, I expect this team to be a playoff contender. I expect them to be in the playoffs. And, you know, what happens in the playoffs once they get there? Yeah, I think that's where it gets a little bit murky there, only because you're going to be going against teams that are just deeper and stronger than you. And that's going to be, I think, too much of a hurdle for this 49ers team to overcome. That doesn't mean it's, you know, a failure of a season or everything, everyone needs to get fired or anything like that. The Niners, I believe, and you said that you feel better about this team than last year's team. Yeah, I don't think that's hard to do just when you look at this team.
This time last year, though, people expected like this team to be back in the playoffs, yeah, and they should be a contender.
It's called we were lying to ourselves, and that's okay. We do it all the time. This is sports. That's how it works. But no, it's very much easier to feel better about this team than the team we had last year.
888-957-9570, and shout out to those watching on YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And again, we're talking about this 49ers squad and the expectations of them and the pressure mounting. And if there is any pressure legitimately, and if there is pressure, like if you're trying to rank that, like, is it Kyle Shanahan? Is it Brock Purdy? Because it always goes back to the head coach and the quarterback. Those are always the two with the most pressure every single year. The defending champs go to the Philadelphia Eagles. Who's under the most pressure? It's Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. It's Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni. It's not Saquon Barkley, who was all world last year. It's not A.J. Brown. It's not Devontae Smith. It's not, you know, Jalen Carter. No, it's the coach and the quarterback. They're always going to be the under the most scrutiny, under the most, you know, pressure, whatever the word you want to use. Yes, quarterback and head coach. A sneaky one, though, too, I would put before.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
McCaffrey, I'd put it before Bosa, Warner, Kittle. It's Robert Saleh, who we haven't talked a lot about.
We really have not, no.
They got their old band back together. Defensive coordinator, who is very familiar with this scheme, who is very familiar with going to a Super Bowl with this squad, the first iteration of the Kyle Shanahan era with this 49ers team. Robert Saleh was the DC, guys. Like, do we forget about that? And what that means in the trust with some of those young players. And now having been a head coach with New York, Sam, I feel a lot better about this defense as opposed to last year when, who were we kidding? Were we all just saying, oh yeah, Nick Sorensen, he's really? Like, in hindsight, it's
no
laughable.
One had faith in
Nick
Sorensen.
In hindsight, it was laughable they went to Sorensen, right? Like,
yes.
Come on. It's insane. So the jump from a Sorensen to a Saleh is easily the most significant when it comes to this roster. Players aside, coaches aside, you got the biggest leap right there alone from your defensive coordinator position.
And I think we've said, I think, a lot on this station, at least on this show, he might go down as the biggest acquisition of the offseason for this team because, you know, when you talk about, again, the youth on this team, and Jennifer talked about a little bit, you know, they need a lot of these young guys to step up and be those guys this year. Nick Martin, he's kind of showing he can be that guy, but C.J. West, Alfred Collins, they're going to be works in progress. Mykel Williams, we're not really sure what he's going to look at there. I feel like just the great, I guess, equalizer, so to speak, will be Robert Saleh, the fact that he is running this defense, the fact that you're actually going to see blitzing from the defense this year. I mean, we saw in the first preseason game against the Broncos, I think it was the Chase Lucas blitz to set up that safety there. It was just like, oh, wow, pressure on the quarterback? What a novel concept. We should try this more often. So that there is why, if you want to feel optimistic about the Niners' chances this year and why I still think that even if they aren't a Super Bowl winner this year, I absolutely think that they could be a playoff team this year because Robert Saleh has shown that he can develop this defense over the course of a season. And, you know, Spinelli, you remember his first year with this team, 2017, he inherited a team that had nothing on that defense whatsoever. And when you look at the progression of how the defense changed that year, the first couple weeks, you know, in 2017, they averaged about 22 a game that they allowed. Then in October, it got pretty ugly. They allowed points per game and forcing turnovers. They were winless that month in October. November 2017, they had 20 points per game. So what you see there, Spadoni, is what I think you're going to see with this defense. It'll look good in September. It's going to be bumpy in October. It's going to look better in November. And it's going to look, you know, ready for the postseason, hopefully, come December. That's the kind of progression plan I'm expecting to see with Robert Saleh in this defense. And it's why we're going to, again, say at the end of the year, yeah, Robert Saleh was indeed the biggest acquisition for the 49ers this season.
888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Biggest reason for optimism about this team, because I'm tired of the pessimism, Sammy. Tired of the pessimism. I'm a cautiously optimistic person by nature. I know it doesn't sound like that all the time.
We actually live in a post-optimism society, Spadoni.
Thank you. That was very Bay Area of you. And I am a cynic when it comes to certain things, and I'm a realist too. But I just look at the landscape of the NFC in general, and I don't fear anyone. There is not a fear factor still. The Eagles, sure, like, they're the defending champs. You give them their respect. I don't fear anyone, though, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, and I've been to two different Super Bowls, and I've been just a quarter away from winning two Super Bowls. I don't fear anyone if I'm Brock Purdy, and I've gone up against Patrick Mahomes. I've gone up against the best in football and have equaled them at times. And you referenced the run defense, Sam. That's what the biggest need of improvement is for this team. That needs the jump right there, because last year, they ranked 18th in all football. They gave up 124 rushing yards per game. That's not good.
No.
You need to stop that. Juxtapose that. The best in football, it was the Baltimore Ravens giving up 80. If you could be around the 100 or below that, that is going to be the sweet spot for this team. And it starts with stopping that and forcing the opposition to get into passing downs and unleashing your hound. That is who? Nick Bosa. Give him more opportunities to have an impact on the game, because when you're rushing and they're just dominating the rush, they're not going to respect you. And then you have to bite because you have to respect the run, and then they'll just gas your secondary, which, again, unproven right now.
Yep, one thing just keeps leading to another in that situation. But, yeah, again, you talk about the run defense. That's going to be the first thing to kind of keep an eye on there, because the interior of the defensive line, there's still a lot of question marks there. I mean, there's question marks everywhere outside of Nick Bosa, who, again, I still think is, he's one of the elites, but he's going to just get double teamed if there's no other guys you need to worry about there, and that kind of neutralizes Nick Bosa in that situation. So you seem to be very confident that the run defense will be good. Do you feel like the run defense will be good right away, or do you think it's going to be a work in progress there? Because I kind of wonder, with the D-tackle situation being as murky as it is right now, I feel like that's going to be a work in progress a lot to start the season.
We'll see. Well, they got a good test. Kenneth Walker III, week one against mm-hmm. the Seahawks. He is a very good running back when he is healthy. And we'll see, right? Again, we can only go off what we saw last year, but what we saw last year was so laughable, and there's such a changeover now with the coordinator, a legit coordinator, a legit defensive coordinator that has been to a Super Bowl, Robert Saleh, taking over. Let's listen to Charles Davis and what he had to say about the acquisition of Robert Saleh coming back now as defensive coordinator after flaming out in New York as head coach of the Jets. Charles Davis, CBS Sports broadcaster. You're going to be hearing him along with Ian Eagle all season long on the broadcast. And again, shout out Paramount Plus. See him there too. Charles Davis on Willard and Dibbs yesterday, courtesy of River Islands, on the impact Saleh's going to have on this defense.
I think he can make a huge difference because that's how he worked his way up through the system and became a head coach. Developing guys, seeing something in them that other people didn't see, maybe putting them in spots that people didn't anticipate. Fred Warner would be Exhibit A, right? You know, the guy was a nickel safety in college. They turned him into a middle linebacker. He's going to waltz in and wear a gold jacket one day. In New York, he did that. Remember his first, I think one of their early drafts, they drafted like two or three safeties with the idea that two of them at least were going to be moved to linebacker. And it worked out pretty well last year, Jamie Sherwood, and he ended up playing awfully well for them. I just use that as examples of seeing something that maybe other people didn't see and developing and honing that skill. I just think there's going to be a bunch of guys chomping at the bit to play for him and to play well. So it wouldn't surprise me at all to see the 49ers defense play maybe better than what projections are in terms of, you know, who's back, big time names, things of that nature.
And that gives me reason for optimism about this team. Charles Davis right there knows his stuff. He's saying this acquisition of Saleh is being slept on here. What say you, Niner fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. And you know, what coach needs to have a better year for this team to succeed going forward? Is it Kyle Shanahan or is it Robert Saleh? I wonder what Jan of Mountain View thinks about that.
I definitely need to know what Jan of Mountain
View
has.
Jan, good morning. You're on the morning roast. Long time no talk, Jan.
Yes, good morning, the two of you. I just want to make a point. Well, I'm glad that Saleh is back. However, Shanahan needs to, get more involved in, I know he likes the running game, but he needs to get pretty or maybe have McCaffrey throw a touchdown pass every now and then. I mean, this offense, gets too predictable, and the other defenses are, coming to fruition and, making our team not look that great. And I'm glad for Saleh because I think he will bring the enforcement that we need to tackle those, other offenses, but, we need to spread this around and, not be running, all the time and prevent injuries too, please. I'm sick of having them to, find another one that's going to miss a week or two. And we need to, get the wide receivers more and hopefully they can get two or three more wide receivers to help that, the offense. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan. That's Jan of Mountain View right there. And yeah, ask the question, Robert Saleh or Kyle Shanahan, who needs to have a better year out of the two? Of course, the answer is they better both have good years. But I'll say this, if Robert Saleh ends up having a better year than Kyle Shanahan, like, how does that look? Is this team going to the playoffs based on their defense alone? Are they good enough to do that? I'm feeling great about Robert Saleh, but then I have question marks about Kyle Shanahan saying, hey, you're letting a guy with maybe like he has three pieces there that he could count on, that being Bosa, Warner, and it's still young Diamond Lenore. Like, those are the three pieces, and he was able to, the Upton Stouts of the world. Yes, you invested in Michael Williams. Maybe he emerges. C.J. West, we'll see. Maybe he unlocks Yetur Gross-Matos, who hasn't done a whole hell of a lot here in San Francisco. Maybe that's the case, but I'm looking at Kyle Shanahan. He better have the better year between the two, right? I mean, he's got his quarterback. He's got the tight end. He's got the running back. He's got his first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall, right? He's got left tackle Trent Williams. He should be having the better year of the two.
Well, let's just take a step back here and define what a better year looks like. I don't actually want to have that conversation just yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, I'm going to go with Robert Saleh here because when I look at the talent he has on this team, I feel like Saleh kind of has his pieces that he's going to be working with for the next few years here because of how heavy defensive this draft was, how the defensive playmakers that you drafted last year, Malik Mustafa, when they added D. Winners the other year, and Tatum Bethune. You have been doing, I think, a Granado Green, another one. You have been doing a pretty good job the last couple years of adding young defensive talent to this team. And when I look at this team, this year's team, again, I don't think a Super Bowl is really in the cards for this team, but they could still have a successful year. They could still make the playoffs. And they can still use this year as the stepping stone to the next great Super Bowl run that they go on. Why I want Robert Saleh, why I think he needs to have the better year this year is from what I see on this defense, a lot of these names are going to be the names we see on the field when the Niners do take the field for the Super Bowl the next time that they get there. It's going to be a defensive line built around Bosa, Collins, West, and Williams. Your linebacking core will be hopefully Fred Warner, but Tatum Bethune and D. Winners and Nick Martin, they are also going to be Fred's sidekicks there. And honestly, I love that quartet of linebackers you have. If Robert Saleh has the better year, then that means this 49ers defense is looking like a punishing force of destruction coming out of November, going into December, into the playoffs. As great of an offensive mind as Kyle Shanahan is, what made those Super Bowl teams so damn good was the fact that while Kyle Shanahan was dropping 30 points on you, that defense was suffocating you all game long. It's almost ironic that the offensive genius that is Kyle Shanahan has throughout his tenure here with the 49ers, I think routinely had some of the best defenses in the league. Some of his defenses have been better than his offenses, and his offenses have still been pretty dang good. So I'm putting it more on Robert Saleh this year just because if he has the better year, then I think you're feeling super freaking good about what is possible for this team going into 26, 27, and forming the defensive backbone of Kyle Shanahan 3.0.
I mean, sometimes it's as simple as saying this is the goal of the game, right? Defense, don't allow the other team to score. Bend, don't break at times. That's fine. Just don't let them score touchdowns. Juxtapose that with the offense. What is the goal? Get touchdowns. It's a simple game when you just get down to it. And last year, the 49ers defense was bottom five when it came to points per game allowed, Sammy. They allowed 25.6 points per game. That is tied with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, and then just below them is the Tennessee Titans, Dallas Cowboys, Carolina Panthers. You know what I'm saying here?
You know what those teams have in common, Spadoni?
They stink.
They're all teams I don't want my team to be in the same company.
Correct.
And so you're going to have to, and that's why I put a big chunk of expectations on Robert Saleh. He's got a lot of work ahead of him, and I have a lot of faith actually that he will get it done because he has done it already with this team with far less talent when I talked about that 2017 defense. And he had a great year that year in 2017. In that 2017 team laid the foundation of what ended up being a really great Super Bowl caliber defense 2 years later in 2019.
And last year, if we just juxtapose that, we're talking about Shanahan and Saleh right now when it comes to what they are heading into the season, what they need to improve upon. It's the points per game for the 49ers. As we're talking about the points allowed per game for the Niners last year and they were bottom five, well, the offense was very mid. It was very meh. 14th they ranked in points per game last year amongst all NFL offenses. 22.9.
That's below average for a Shanahan offense.
It's not good. Some of the teams in front of them, the Falcons.
Oh.
The Cardinals.
Well, that's not a team you want to be on the same level as.
The Chargers?
Ugh.
Like this is what I'm saying.
Did they even throw the ball last year?
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, that is not in a Shanahan offense. Like, that can't happen. The Lions, the Bills, the Ravens, you know, I could understand that. Like, those, like, legit high-powered offenses. They had the health. They had it going. They were good last year. Okay, and the Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, Joe Burrow was incredible. But a Kyle Shanahan-led offense could not be middle of the pack when it comes to points per game. 22.9? It's unacceptable. So which one of those needs to get jumped higher? Obviously, you can't be a bottom five scoring defense. That can't happen. So the jump there from Sala, I think he could jump easier. He has an easier time jumping from bottom five to middle of the pack. Will Shanahan have an easier time jumping from middle of the pack to top five, though?
Yeah.
When it comes to scoring offense. I don't know.
Let me throw a question at you. Maybe we can get into this on the other side. But do you think it's going to be more likely this year that this team is, like, scoring points is going to be like pulling teeth in terms of how difficult it will be? Or will it be more likely that keeping points off the board is going to be more frustrating? What do you think is going to be more likely this year? And I'll throw this out to the listeners too, 888-957-9570. What do you think feels more likely with this 49ers team? Struggling to punch it into the end zone or struggling to keep the other team out of the end zone?
888-957-9570. I love that. We'll get into that on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.